MTD Radio News, I'm Jim Miller. New Mexico Supreme Court making it easier for domestic violence victims to get a protective order. State's High Court ruled Monday New Mexico law does not require victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, or stalking to show an immediate threat of harm to obtain an order of protection from their alleged abusers. In a unanimous opinion, the court says there's no language that indicates that a petition must state why a petitioner needs the order, or even language that requires proof of a petitioner's need for the order. New Mexico law provides for protective orders for domestic abuse by household members such as a spouse or a former spouse. Hobbs man found dead Monday morning at Brantley Lake State Park after he went missing Sunday and a search was conducted. 41-year-old William Clay of Hobbs jumped under the lake and did not resurface. His body found by New Mexico State Police dive team at about 10:30 Monday morning. Eddy County Sheriff's Office called to Brantley Lake at about 3:50 in the afternoon. They requesting assistance from New Mexico State Police at about 10 minutes later. Again, it's under investigation. Carlsbad-based New Mexico State Police officer arrested for child pornography by the Federal Bureau of Investigation could face up to 20 years in prison. 44-year-old Sammy Clavier made his first appearance in federal court yesterday. He was charged with possession and transportation of child pornography. The Bureau, acting on a tip provided to the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children December 29th last year. A fire burning for more than a week in an isolated portion of the Guadalupe Mountains burned 430 acres as of this weekend. The fire burned slowly within the footprint of the 2016 Coyote Fire, remaining within Wilderness Area's Guadalupe Mountains National Park. And that's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.